While Hollywood gears up for the Academy Awards, the film industry also has a few new releases for you to watch this weekend. Here with what the critics thought of these films is Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
The movie studios are a bit distracted because of the Academy Awards, so the films released today are kind of like those kids whose parents don't really supervise them. A little wild, a little strange, kind of ragged around the edges. The hugely successful writer, director, actor Tyler Perry has another comedy opening with his popular grandma character, Madea, getting in trouble with the law in Madea Goes to Jail.
I guess nobody told you that I'm Madea. Mud to the damn D-E-A. You understand that? And what I want, I get.
Tyler Perry didn't make his film available to critics in advance, but his films are pretty much critic-proof. He has a loyal audience, and I'm sure Madea will make enough money to post bail. And for those of you wondering when the next great cheerleading movie was coming out, well, maybe Fired Up is the answer to your prayers. Two high school jocks drop football and decide to go out for cheerleading for no other reason than to score with all the lovely ladies at cheer camp.
I just hope one day there's a special cheer camp where squads like yours really have a shot.
Shut up.
Truth hurts, doesn't it?
Your face is gonna hurt.
Does your face hurt when you stuff it with shepherd's pie?
You wish you had my body image?
The nation's critics certainly don't feel like cheering. Chicago Tribune shrugs. I didn't half mind Fired Up, but half a mind is more than it deserves. And The Hollywood Reporter says it's like being trapped for an hour and a half in a pound full of yapping puppies. And for you Project Runway fans, in limited release is the documentary 11 Minutes, which chronicles the year-long struggle of Jay McCarroll to get his first major runway show ready in time for New York's infamous Fashion Week. McCarroll was the Project Runway winner in its very first season.
Why did it take you so long to be on your first show?
You know, I got thrown into this situation, basically. I was, like, kind of outed on national television, like, you're a designer now, go do it. And that's why you have that attitude of, why did it take so long? And I think people watching Project Runway are a bit misled.
11 Minutes will get at least 15 minutes of fame. The reviews are good. Charming and unexpectedly perceptive, cheers the Village Voice. Variety calls it a skillfully crafted, highly entertaining documentary, and the Los Angeles Times applauds lively and suspenseful. You know, I dabble in fashion design myself, and in fact, here at NPR, I dress all the ladies. In fact, Madeline and Alex are both wearing my works. Madeline's in a silk floral print ball gown, and Alex has a corseted evening dress dusted with silver and blue beads. Oh, too bad it's radio, because they look fabulous.
I do. I look absolutely fantastic. Thanks to Mark Jordan Ligon. He's a stylish writer living in Los Angeles. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.